From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Hundreds of supporters of Iraq's Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr entered the Iraqi parliament after breaking into Baghdad's government-controlled Green Zone on Saturday. Supporters of Sadr have been demonstrating outside the walls of the Green Zone for months, this man among them. Sheikh Sabah said if there are no reforms, the whole government should be replaced and go back to where it came from and bring back all the money they stole. In a televised speech earlier Saturday, Sadr warned if change doesn't happen, the entire government will be brought down. About 30 airstrikes by Syrian government warplanes and helicopter gunships hit rebel-held areas of the northern city of Aleppo on Saturday, killing at least five. Surge of violence comes as the Red Cross warned that the fighting could bring many people closer to a humanitarian disaster in Aleppo, which is Syria's largest city and former commercial center. Meantime, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry plans to travel today to Geneva. There he'll be talking about the Syrian situation. European monitors say scores of migrants went missing on Saturday off the coast of Libya after their inflatable boat took on water and sank. International Organization for Migration said 84 people remain missing hours after an Italian cargo ship rescued 26 people who were aboard the doomed boat. IOM says 1,244 migrants from Africa, the Middle East, and South Asia have drowned so far this year on the Mediterranean. This is VOA News.